every part of the CD is basically, I go over it with a fine-tooth comb, and it's really quite the production to put together. And you know, just even the order of the pieces so influences how one listens to the music. So I really worked on that quite a bit, and wanted to showcase kind of the mirror and mirror concept as well, of this one composer writing two different works, and how yet each composer influenced each other. With it starting with Philip Glass in its Metamorphosis 2, I was so struck by the beautiful piano version, and right away I thought, oh my gosh, you know, I've got to get me some of this. I've got to get the violin involved, no matter what. And wrote to Michael Reisman, who has worked with Philip Glass for decades, and he loved the idea, and he wasn't even aware of the other works on the album. But while we were working together, he said, you know, this is very strange because I feel like there's such an influence of Arvo Pärt's Fratres inside Metamorphosis 2. And I was like, what? What did you just say? And so that's why I programmed Fratres soon after Metamorphosis 2. So when the listener can see the similarities between the two pieces. You know, to have also collaborated so intimately with Arvo Pärt, and to have performed the Fratres for him, with him like basically 6 feet in front of me, telling me that I have played the opening much too fast, after religiously following his own tempo markings, you know. Was really a valuable lesson too. You know, it made me so aware that these composers also, they want a story to be told and a story to be unfolded in such a natural way, that even their own markings are something that one does not have to follow so religiously.
Just amazing. It's the beauty of working with, you know, living composers and arrangements, so important.
Yeah.
And we're tickled you're doing that. In fact, in October you're going to be at the opening of the Arvo Pärt Center. How amazing is that to be going to be in Estonia and with him there again?
Yes, and I'm going to be playing Fratres, I think, 4 times, and hopefully he'll like the tempo that I take it at this time.
If not, you'll hear about it, right?
Exactly.
Oh, man. Anna Kiko Myers is my guest. Mirror and Mirror is out the very beginning of September. I think it's the best release of 2018. It's just really stunning music. And there's some living composers here, some brand new music, something that's linked to your childhood. And I wanted to ask about that. And how fun is it to work with electronics and a living composer?
It was amazing to work with Jakub Chupinski, who's an incredible, talented composer. And, you know, he wrote this piece in 2009. So this album is almost a culmination of 10 years of pieces, commissions, and recording. And when I was so struck by his music, I actually just discovered it online. And I wrote to him, and he said, I would love to write something. And he pretty immediately came up with this idea of The Wreck of the Umbria. And Jakub is a very adventurous composer and a sportsman. And he actually goes deep sea diving himself, which I can't believe, you know. And it's like enough for me to just get the laundry done over the weekend. And he's like diving in the port of Sudan. So he discovered this wreck, and it was this shipwreck that was bombed during World War II. And it was an Italian ship. So it had pizza ovens and Fiats and wine bottles scattered, strewn throughout the boat. And you feel all these very ethereal, beautiful, haunting images of fish everywhere, and how something that has been destroyed so long ago is now a new living universe for all these organisms. And the technique that he had me use in the piece really just conjures water. You hear water everywhere. And it's such a magical work that he composed.
The oldest work on this album is from the 1920s and may sound so incredibly fresh. And there's only one of these instruments left, but there are samples and whatnot. Tell us a little bit about wanting to record this sort of original version of Tsigan.
So, you know, everyone is very used to the orchestral version of Maurice Ravel's Tsigan, or the one in recital which is with piano. But I wanted to really show the original version of the Tsigan, which was for luthiel and violin. And a luthiel was this attachment that was placed onto the piano to make it sound like a cembalom. And it really makes sense when you hear it, because Maurice Ravel was so inspired by Jelly Duranhi, the Hungarian virtuoso violinist. And she was performing gypsy music all night long at a party that Ravel attended. And, you know, he immediately was so inspired and said, I would like to write something for you. Thank you. you know, when you hear this very strange sounding instrument, it really makes sense as to the tsigan being the way it is and the color that it has and just this whole impressionistic sky that's inside this instrument. It was a very short-lived invention, but we brought it back to life in studio by having Jakub Czupinski basically sample it with Elizabeth Pridgen was on keyboard, and so we were kind of like live stamping or live creating this sampling during the recording.
It comes to life, and it just sounds so incredibly fresh, I think. It really is something, and fits in with these pieces that are written in the 70s and you know, more recently. It just is astounding.
It was my Jurassic Park moment.
No bass and Bates concertos were harmed
while
recording. You're so persuasive. Morten Lauritzen didn't want to write a work, but he arranged this beautiful work. And I think now you'll be on all the Christmas charts now with O Magnum Mysterium. I'm like, oh my gosh, she's invaded yet another genre. You know, this is a holiday season, Anna Kika Myers. You know, and but that's right. All Anne, all the time. but, you know, I was like, wow, he was like, okay, yeah, no, I'm not interested in writing. But he arranged this piece, which is such a lovely work. And I think we all enjoy being able to listen to it in this version now.
Yeah, I've been a huge stalker and fan of Morten Lauritzen for quite a bit of time. And, you know, he was telling me that he had so many commissions, getting back the line. I just don't have time for anything. And, you know, after some persistence, he came to a concert where I performed Vivaldi's Four Seasons. And after that performance, he's like, Anne, I'm all yours. And so I thought, oh, wow, okay. Well, how about arranging your most popular choral work that I cry listening to every single time on YouTube. And, you know, he came up with this version that I've performed in recital quite a bit, but to hear it with orchestra in all its really resplendent glory, it's just really breathtaking music. And I'm so happy that I can introduce this to a whole different audience. So, O Magnum Mysterium, yeah, just magnificent, magnificent music.
Mirror and Mirror is out the beginning of September. Anna Kika Myers, violin, playing around the world, Estonia, Finland, Oklahoma seems like a different country.
Yeah, you're right.
So we hope we'll get you around Indy or West Lafayette. I guess I'd end asking, what's the future hold? What is this, the 37th, 38th album out? And we hope maybe Adam Schoenberg will be in the mix in the future. Anything you can share with us for the future?
Well, I have lots of concerts coming up, and was just recently performed John Williams' beautiful Schindler's List that will be broadcast on Great Performances this October as well. And that was quite an experience to have John Williams, to be honoring him. I'm just in great awe of John Williams as well. So.
And it's so great to talk to you. Thanks so much for sharing a little insight today.
Thank you, John.